Being able to have a choice as a parent, you just don't, I can't put it in words.
From the bayous of New Orleans to the oceans of LA, let me rise, let me rise. From the mountain to the valley, and from the valley to the sky.
After Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans, few would have predicted the kind of school choice revolution that's taking place today. But sometimes things get so bad that radical change is possible, even in a town dominated by Democrats who normally side with public teachers' unions rather than supporting things like charter schools and voucher programs. 10 years ago, Orleans Parish public schools were some of the worst in the country. Dr. Carolyn Trudeau developed an intimate understanding of the problem while working with troubled public school students.
Well, I'm a psychologist, and I had a medical clinic, and we saw so many kids that would come in from the public school system that was totally disturbed about relating to their teachers, having a treatment plan, having an educational plan. The counselors and myself, we would take hours and hours of evaluating children that was reported from the public school system as if they, you know, had a learning disability. And a lot of times through our findings, they didn't. They just needed another environment. They needed more love and more care.
With the goal of creating a more supportive learning environment for poor kids in New Orleans, Dr. Trudeau started her own private school, the Conquering Word Christian Academy. The small school was attractive to many parents, but persuading parents with limited resources to come out of pocket for tuition proved to be a significant challenge.
You know, we were actually doing all that we could, to get parents of low income to believe that they could afford tuition just to rescue their kids.
In 2005, parents in New Orleans had precious few educational options. And then Katrina shut down the public school system and forced nearly a million people to leave their homes. When Toriana Trudeau and her family finally returned to New Orleans, she had some difficult decisions to make.
Yeah, they were 2 and 3 when the hurricane hit. So we were out there in Baton Rouge, and the schools that they went to in Baton Rouge, they were pretty good compared to here. And like I said, when I came home, I dreaded coming home. I didn't want to put my children into a public school here in New Orleans, but they had to go. So the people just weren't inviting. As soon as you walk into the door, there's a table with security guards set up, and if you don't have your ID, you can't get through. You can't even go to the office and ask a simple question. They were doing really well, but when I found out the school was a failing school, then actually, how well were they really doing?
Shree Medlock of the Black Alliance for Educational Options works to increase choice for parents like Toriana.
Our focus is not necessarily private or public or homeschool. It's all the options. We want to make sure all the parents and our parents are equipped with all of the necessary information so that they can go out and make quality choices for their children's education.
And in the wake of Katrina, the efforts of reformers like Shree began to pay off. The state of Louisiana took over most Orleans Parish public schools and has been converting them to charter schools ever since. Next year, more than 70% of public school students in New Orleans will attend charter schools, where test scores are on the rise. And in 2008, the state implemented a voucher program to allow children in failing public schools to attend private ones.
This upcoming school year, we have over 2,000 applicants. We really only have money for about 1,700.
When I found out about the voucher program, I went down there and I jumped on it as soon as possible because, like I said, I didn't want to send them back to that. I was even thinking about homeschooling them if I had to.
Every person who comes here said their kids cannot wait to get up in the morning, to get dressed, to come to school.
I love it. I love it. My children love it. You know, we're all like a family here, pretty much.
As surprising as it may sound, New Orleans is now the most market-based school district in the country. And the fact that the city has a voucher system is astonishing to many.
Please understand that we are in Louisiana, and 2 years ago, almost three years ago in 2008, when the scholarship program was approved and voted to actually go into law, everybody was just totally in shock across the country. A lot of African-American legislators always stand in the way of making this happen for their communities. And I believe it's because they just don't understand. Last year, we had a black elected, or we call it our annual seminar, which is we bring together black elected officials from across the country together, and we had over 100 to attend. And this is, you know, black Democrats in all over the country come together and talk about education reform. We started this thing 5 years ago, 2 people were in the room. So it was, the movement has shifted and it is changing and it's growing.
And nobody appreciates the school choice revolution in New Orleans more than the parents of children whose futures all of a sudden look much brighter than they did just a few years ago.
Last year we had a rally at the governor's mansion. 498 parents took off their jobs, got on a bus, and took the whole day off just to go and meet with their legislators and say thank you to people that voted for this program.
I had to go to public schools. So to give them the opportunity to go to a private school for a better education, just to go on with life, I mean, it was a blessing.
Thank goodness that the faith-based community is stepping up and being recognized once and for all that we can change our communities.
I think that right now the synergy is just incredible here. We have a lot of opportunity here, and parents are seeing the benefit of that, and they're really excited about it.